Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. Well, yes, I have been transferred to you because there's a charge on my credit card statement that I did not make. I don't even know. She's the one that told me what the product was, the little girl I talked to before. So I need that charge. She said she canceled it, but I need that charge removed because I have no idea what this is. I've not received anything. The transaction date is posted 1/3. She told me that may not have been the purchase date, that it was an online thing. I don't do that sort of thing.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your first and last name?
Sure. First name is Mary. Last name Connor with an O-R.
And could you verify your mailing address?
2326 Northwest Chapman Place, Blue Springs, Missouri, 64015.
Yes, I'm a DC. Your order was placed for the neck massager, and you said you don't recall placing that order or doing the shipping handling for it. That's $7.45.
I don't know about that. That on my bank or my statement, it says $49.97.
Yes, and this order was for a neck massager. It was placed underneath the email address scc_381@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay.
If you don't recall, do you recall placing that order?
Let's see. When can you tell me when it was placed?
Give me one moment.
Sure.
Yes, and so it actually shows us this was delivered back in November on the 23rd, and it would have come by the U.S. Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. You know what? The neck massager. I think I know what that is now. I'm been shaking cobwebs. Because why? If the order was placed last November, why am I getting billed this month for $49.97?
Well, it's originally ordered with that product is a subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That would have been emailed to scc_381@yahoo.com. Do you recall placing the order for the neck massager?
You know what? I do now. I do now remember. But I didn't. I don't want to sign up for any continuing anything. And I get
this account. Yes, I'm. You get a gift card and like an e-gift card. It would have been emailed to the email that's on file. However, this account was canceled before you were transferred over to fraud. It just wouldn't be a case for fraud because you did place the order.
No, I did place the order, but.
Yes, and this account was canceled. That stops any future billings. If you would like, we can issue a 50% refund on the latest charge.
That would be nice.
And I would go ahead and issue that now. It does take 3 to 5 days for that to post. Do you remember if you got a confirmation number to say this account was canceled? Did you get a cancellation number? If you give one moment, I can also give you a cancellation number.
Okay, just a moment. Let me grab some. Okay, I'm ready.
So it's C, like Charlie?
Yes.
And then it's going to be 2588939169.
Okay, got it.
And then that refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
And it's for how much? Oh, 50%, you said?
Yes, ma'am, which would be $24.99.
Okay, that works. Does that get posted back to my account or?
Yes, ma'am, we'll go back to your account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.